Talk Live, 855, 450 free. It's a live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live. Mark with you.
Derek J.
855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Tuesday edition of Free Talk Live. Ian is out. I believe he's at a school board meeting. He's, you know, now that he's running for school board, going to pretend like he's interested in it, I guess.
Bureaucrat Ian.
Well, he'd be an elected official at that point. Not quite a bureaucrat, but, you know, certainly just as accountable.
Right. I would think so. I just can't wait for the day when I can call him a bureaucrat. That would just be hilarious.
I guess he'd be a politician if he ran for office.
It's not the same thing. I thought a bureaucrat was just anyone who worked for government.
I think that you have to really draw a paycheck.
Oh, okay.
I don't think the quote-unquote public can hire and fire a bureaucrat.
Got it. Okay.
I'm not entirely sure, but that would be my working definition of
that. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. And so, you know, call a politician instead of a bureaucrat.
All right, I'll call him a politician.
Can't be a better term. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Valentine's Day to everyone.
Well, we love you, Frank.
Aww.
Well, thank you. Listen, very interesting show. I thought I'd let you know, today I was down to the 9/11 site, the World Trade Center.
Sure.
And the first time I had seen the void poles, the, you know, the big memorials that are, you know, where the old foundation stood.
Right, right.
And, no, it's amazing the, how little the people down there know about what's going on and, how little they know about 9/11 or even, you know, where the new Building 7 is and things. And, all I can say is this. I felt for all of those that had passed on with that false flag attack, the inside job, and I felt very badly for all of those first responders that were breathing in the radioactive gas from the demolition of the towers. And it's just, you know, it's very sad in a sense. But on the other hand, the construction is going along, and most people are just sort of in a, you know, in a void, kind of, not knowing how that related to the current dilemma in the Middle East with the war in Afghanistan, Iraq. And
so,
you know,
you claim
sad, in a sense, the sort of the disconnect with the people. But
so you're claiming it was an inside job. Who did it and why did they do it?
Well, it was done with our government, and it was also done with the foreign government that I'm not going to mention that's known for wonderful false flags. And we know that allegedly the person who was able to buy from illegally Russia the Granit missile that was fired at the Pentagon, the cruise missile that was fired at the Pentagon, that was done not by Russia, but by a party working with our government. And it's tragic. But as I said, a false flag will lead us into disaster. And when we look at what happened, we realize Saddam had nothing to do with 9/11. Afghanistan had nothing to do with 9/11. And yet we've killed millions and millions of people. Not we, not you or I, but our government. And, you know,
what's the new site look like? What's the new site like? What does the new site look like? I haven't seen any pictures or been down there or anything. You said there were some void
pools? They're doing a lot of construction, but the pools, the memorial pools, are basically the foundations of the World Trade Towers 1 and 2. And
I thought they were going to build a new building there.
They're building, yes, but they're not building on the same location.
I see.
The foundations of the 1 and 2, the old 1 and 2, are now these big void reflecting pools where they have like a waterfall that drops 33 feet and then this big void of granite where the water goes into. It's a very kind of dark memorial in a sense. You know, it's very clean. It's very dark. And it's it isn't inspiring in any way. It's almost a fatal inevitability is sort of the feeling one has. But I will say this, the new buildings are going up. And, you know, those buildings were actually demolished with nuclear charges. They brought the buildings down, and that was a decision made by our government. And they didn't bother to tell all of the responders that worked there that the radioactive gas from the explosion 75 meters below the foundation, you know, that brought them down. And as a result, we have all of these first responders that are dying of cancer with radioactive, breathing in radioactive gas and fumes.
Frank,
and no work should have been done on that building, taking the debris out and things for at least a year. That should have been quarantined.
Hmm. Well, I'm sympathetic for the first responders also.
It was bigger than you or I, and, you know, the sad thing is we have people in Congress, such as Senator Lieberman, who wrote legislation saying that anyone who challenges the official story of 9/11 is a terrorist. And it's really sad to see, you know, Senator Levine, and to see Senator Lieberman attacking the Constitution, taking our freedoms away. It's really a totalitarian kind of regime, and I'm really disappointed, you know, in those senators, and I think they should be brought to trial for treason, and they should be examined. Are they actually pursuing the interests of the Americans, or are they pursuing the interests of their second country? You know,
what did the people in NYC seem to know?
Pardon me?
You're saying that the people in NYC seem to be ignorant.
How were they able to, you know, remove the material with the volcanic glass that actually surrounded the craters when the buildings, you know, were demolished and they fell into their footprints? And no one seemed to know about that, because when granite, when there's a, you know, a thermonuclear charge with granite, it actually vaporizes and causes the wall to be glass, you know, and that's very difficult. I would have assumed they would have to fill that with some material, you know, and then build this pool or this void. But no one seems to know about that. And also, the I asked the question, too, don't you think maybe they should have rebuilt the World Trade Centers bigger and stronger as opposed to building four or five or, you know, eight new buildings? And everyone seemed to agree with that. You know, that would have been the ideal message. Just build them bigger and taller and stronger.
That was kind of what I would have always thought of doing. I mean, if terrorists brought down those buildings on 9/11, I mean, you would rebuild them bigger and better than they were before. You know,
but, you know, those weren't brought down by the terrorists.
I understand.
It's even questionable whether a plane actually hit them because, you know, the outside was stronger than armor. And, you know, if you have an airplane flying at 370 miles an hour or 500 miles an hour, aluminum crashing into steel that's, you know, an inch and a half thick, and then a 3-inch area, and then another inch and a half thick, another, that's like armor. That would just bounce and fall off. You know, the story has fallen apart. And the amazing thing, the Europeans and the Asians knew all about the fact that these were brought down by our government, and they were brought down with nukes, you know, 150 kiloton charge under each. And originally, when the buildings were designed, they had to have a demolition plan in order to get the permit to build the building.
I've seen
and
lots
they
of
to use nukes to bring them down. You know,
I've seen lots of specials on TV, Frank. I was going to say, I've seen lots of specials on TV that make it a very compelling case that this was in fact you know, done by the, you know, the 13 terrorists or whatever that they claim it was. And, you know, when I see this stuff, it seems very compelling and believable. You know, lots of people have done research on the other side, but I don't think we're ever going to know. That's the thing.
We're going to know. And I would recommend that people read the book by Dmitry Kolakoff called The Third Truth and watch his documentaries on YouTube, and you'll get all of the physics and all of the information. There weren't, in a sense, necessarily particle beam weapons that one of Dr. Judy Woods talks about with having certain thermal and radioactive sort of...
You were there in New York, right? You didn't see these... You were in New York at the time. Did you not see these
planes? No, actually, I wasn't. I was outside of the city. I had friends in New York. I had lived in New York, you know, before that and after, of course. But when I was teaching in the university, I would actually, in the late 1980s, I would take the PATH train to New Jersey, where I was teaching, and I would go through the World Trade Center, you know, every day going to catch the train to New Jersey and, you know, all that. So in a sense, I remember the World Trade Center and how big they were and how busy they were. And for me to look at that footprint and just see this big Very, very cleanly designed, minimal kind of waterfall pool memorial void sculpture was profound, and at the same time...
Frank, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Derek J.
On the live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live, you can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. I don't know about you, but for me, my life's changed to the point that I just don't have the time to sit down with a book, carve out time out of my day to be able to spend time reading anymore. I have a lot of things piled up that I need to read, but frankly, my largest consumption of reading is coming through audiobooks, if you want to call that reading. Listening, I guess, is what it is. But, you know, since it is the books that I want to get through, I kind of feel like it's reading. They call them audiobooks. What do you do with a book but read it? So anyway, the world's leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment is Audible.com. They've got everything over there, the new releases, more than 150,000 titles available to you, business, in all kinds of categories, business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction. If you want to find out more about 9/11, like Frank was calling in about, they've got all kinds of books on 9/11. Everything you could want. It's fast, easy, and affordable to use Audible. As a matter of fact, we had a guy call in the other night just talk about what his experience was with Audible, and you know he listens all day long and has bought a bunch of books from Audible. You can get a free download. That's a free book for anything they've got there from Audible, and a free gold membership, but that comes with the download at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's the URL you have to use to get the free download. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They're going to get some information from you. And, you know, if you want to, if you just want the one book, you cancel the subscription before the first month and, you know, you'll just have that book. But, you know, you'll probably be like I am and, well, you know, I want to read this one. I want to read that one. And it's easy to use. Just pop it in on for me, I pop them in on a flash drive and put them in the car, you know, stereo, which has got a little USB thing. I bought it particularly for that. It makes it easy. But some people put them on an MP3 players, and you know, you can do your exercises or gardening or commuting or whatever it is you do, and listen to the books that you want to get. Certainly better than listening to you know, Crazy Train One More Time by Ozzy Osbourne. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Derek, you got a story?
That's right. I read a story recently from the Sun Sentinel. This is a publication out of Florida, and it just recently did a three-part story. It's huge on 21 people who were killed or maimed by speeding cops in Florida since 2004. Now, this is really sad. I don't want to bring everyone down, but I think there's a pervading theme here, which is important to underline. A few pervading themes. The first is that many of these officers were not racing to a crime scene. They were just responding to either routine calls, like a taillight being out, or speeding for no valid reason, just rushing to work, things like that. Then the next part is that these cops are spared the severe punishments that anyone else would receive had we done the same things. If we don't have the badge and the gun to protect us, then we're going to face serious jail time for killing a person with a car, but a cop can get right back in his car and patrol the streets.
I don't think it takes much imagination for the average person to believe that police rarely get pulled over for speeding, and especially in police cars. Now, they go that special extra mile to let the other cops know that they're cops. They've got this this gang symbol called the blue line. It's a it's a sticker with a black field with a blue line across it. So it's kind of like one of those European flags, which they all seem to be three lines of different colors. Imagine the top line is black, the middle line is blue, and the bottom line is black. It's basically cut into thirds on the long way, and it's shaped vaguely like a flag. And but you can imagine cops don't pull over cops.
No, of course not. And if
it's happened, there's been news stories about it. But the reason that there's news stories about it is because it's highly unusual.
That's right, and it would save some lives here, at least these 21 lives, if a cop had actually done that.
Or if they don't get pulled over, then they don't have the same you know, motivations that you and I do. Many people, you know, I think that there's a reasonable claim that, that police officers, the very fact that a police officer may be around the next corner keeps some people from going slower, keeps them from going too fast in those situations. And the cops don't have to worry about somebody pulling them over because they know the chances are very slim of them, you know, getting pulled. Their buddies aren't going to pull them over and give them tickets.
That's right. Well, unfortunately, the victims involved here were all victims of police who were speeding and then ran into them and totally killed them. So
some of them were injured, right?
Well, yeah, some of them were brain damaged for life, like one person who was aged 20, living in Fort Lauderdale, studying to be an air traffic controller, and he was going home for Thanksgiving near Orlando in 2008 when he and a friend were stopped at a red light, and then coming from behind at 104 miles an hour, whoa, Mr. Maupin, who's a police officer in Orlando, he lost control of his Chevrolet cruiser around a curve, as records show, that he was on duty, was not in pursuit or even responding to a call. And the dispatch records and radio communications verify this. He was going 130 in his police car.
130 miles an hour. I mean, was he angry at his girlfriend? I mean, what gets a man to go 130 miles an hour in what? Is this a relatively populated area? Or?
Well, you would think Orlando is pretty populated. I mean, there are some points where it isn't.
130 miles an hour. I haven't done that since I was in high school and, you know, saw a stupid kid on a motorcycle.
The impact was so great, Bell's brainstem literally separated from the base of his skull.
My God.
So, yeah, when I say that, yeah, not all of them died, but, yeah, this guy is going to suffer for the rest of his life. He was 20 years old and going to school. And because this guy likes to drive around in his fast car because he has a badge and knows he won't get pulled over, this is what happens. And I'm not saying that getting pulled over is such a great thing, that that's what keeps us safe and that we need more police pulling people over.
That's not what I would say, generally.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I think that people can exercise self-government and drive at safe speeds. I think if there weren't this perverse incentive structure where police can get away with driving at whatever rate they want, then people wouldn't need the police to pull them over. They would self-regulate. They would know that.
I would be very interested in what the free market could do for speed regulation. But I would say that in a world where people can completely control their vehicles, that you're probably going to see some kind of situation where they have to be, they have to be regulated or governed in some manner or another. I don't know what that would be, but on private roads, if you had people who owned private roads, then you might see different, say, ways that business owners go about regulating people. Because business owners do regulate people. I mean, people could run around their store. They could sprint from aisle to aisle, and that might cause accidents. I mean, you can see that in parking lots. You can see the way that maybe the road's constructed. I don't know what they would come up with and how they would handle it, but they probably would figure out other ways besides really this inefficient method of putting cops on roads with little flashing lights on their cars.
There has to be another way, and there's more on this story I'll get to.
855-450-3733. You think of other ways that that people who owned roads might regulate people's speed? 855-450-FREE.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Tonight on the live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Derek J.
The Free State Project Liberty Forum is coming up. Does it start end of next week?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yep, February the 23rd through the 26th. It's one of the largest liberty gatherings in the world, and you can be part of it. There are still tickets available. It'll be held at the elegant Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. And they've got all kinds of speakers there. Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime. Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine. Peter Schiff, the guy who basically predicted the crash, along with Ron Paul, of the economy. Prax Girl, John Bush. I mean, this is the lineup's going to be the lineup's going to be great, and you're really going to enjoy yourself. Joel Salatin, author of You Can Farm, an entrepreneur's guide to start and succeed in the farming business, and you can go get your tickets at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Sign up with coupon code FTL2012, get 10% off. It's a great deal. I think it's like $200 for the 3-day convention. It's an awesome, awesome deal. You can't find a convention that with that many speakers for that price. It's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Derek, let's go to the phones here. I got Fred and Colin from Flint, Michigan. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. It's great to know you're out there, and I'm going to do everything I can to get the local station, which carries Free Talk Live only on, let's see, the weekend.
Yeah, Saturday or Sunday or something like that. Yeah,
and it's a weird time slot, like really early in the morning or later in the evening, which is better.
It's nice. Now, Free Talk Live makes it easy for stations to carry us at any time. Whatever they, you know, if they've got a slot, we'll fill it.
Yeah, absolutely. And whenever it can be on is great. There's this KDKA out of Pittsburgh radio station.
Yep, I'm familiar with it.
There's a fellow by the name of Jimbo Hannon.
Yeah, Jimbo. Jimbo.
And I forget the phone number, 866. Bible, Jimbo.
Yo, Jimbo, or something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And so I call in, you know, and, they're always talking. Amazingly amusing that whenever a political discussion is at hand, it's only Mittens Romney and Santorum. And the neuter man, whatever else. But never any mention of Rumpel. So I call up. I say, hey, you know, why waste your time on all of these, you know, these globalist New World Order puppet thugs who simply are warmongers, who believe in global eugenics, et cetera.
Well, it's probably that. I've got to say from the start, Fred, it's because, you know, these guys, when they talk about protecting the United States, they don't believe for a second that they're selling war. They're mongering war. Now, I'm not saying I don't agree with you. I'm saying that from their standpoint, when you've said, you know, the buzzwords of New World Order, and then you've, basically called the ideas, because Americans are scared. And rightly so. The United States policies of the last few decades have made it dangerous to be an American.
Well, but I totally hear what Fred's saying. I mean, let's talk about the peacemakers rather than the people who are talking about building more tanks.
Sure.
Yeah, and look at... the call screener says, well, what's your question? And I said, well, why are they ignoring Ron Paul? The guy, he's a true fiscal conservative. A true constitutional enthusiast, right? So the guy hangs up every time. Hangs up. And so I got to thinking, what's really going on here? Yeah, you could say that. Well, I've heard other people get through, and then what they've done is they told the call screener one question, and then when they get on, they say
something else.
They go after him for ignoring Ron Paul, and they give their evidence, and the guy says, no, you're wrong, you're an idiot, Ron Paul is bad for the country, et cetera, hangs up. So, you know, I really believe there is within the mainstream, as others have called it, the prostitute media, I really believe there is this click at the top, and some have even referred to it as the disintelligence propaganda community censorship. Okay, so what I see here, in fact, the guys that do the all-night trucking show, Red Eye Express, out of Dallas, last night they were going on one of their rants, and they said, well, look, you know, there's nothing in these trust funds. And you know what? Everything in government.
What trust funds?
It's a trust fund contract with.
What?
The
are you talking about like Social Security and stuff like that as being a trust fund?
Well, it's supposed to be, but see, the point is, it's a contract, and the point of the contract is, okay, we can prosecute them for breach of public trust on that basis.
It's not any contract that I'd recognize. I mean, don't you need two people to sign a contract, at least?
Well, the principal tenets or elements of a valid 14th Amendment, Section 4. Like last summer, they were debating the debt ceiling escalation, and some people on NPR brought up that, well, the president has the power to simply, bring in the 14th Amendment. The validity shall not be questioned. Well, the public debt is contractual with the taxpayer electorate. So, since contract is based on both of
the I mean, my son's 5-4 years old. I mean, how's he responsible for that debt?
You're right. There's no informed consent.
Yeah.
No one has ever been afforded the opportunity. And that's the whole problem. This thing called democracy. Well, hey man, democracy is obviously based on deceit, manipulation, fraud, extortion, racketeering. That's the monetary system. That's Congress.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
Well, so you're talking about this radio show that won't listen to your points about Ron Paul. Do you think it's just a personal dislike of Ron Paul or some, like, conspiracy of the media that some people claim? Because it sounds like these
folks who are really the media
are just brainwashed by each other.
I've heard from other talk show hosts, maybe primarily Alex Jones and his guests, there are some reporters... Greg.
Like this Jimbo guy?
No, Jimbo's never had any of these guys on. But Jimbo, I think, is one of their agents of censorship. And I think,
what does he have to gain?
Here's a way to put it in perspective. There was this guy, John Swinton of the New York Times. And John Swinton, was referred to as the dean of his profession until he retired sometime, I don't know if it was 70s or 80s, but in his retirement there, he made a speech, and I'm slightly paraphrasing. He says, there is no such thing as a free press. He says, you know it, I know it. If any of us would dare record the truth, we would be out of a job the next day. And he said, chances are we would not be rehired. He says, we are the vassals. He says, we are hired to censor the truth, to vilify, marginalize, trivialize, etc., the character of essentially true patriots, the truth seekers.
Fred, thanks for your call tonight. 855-450-3733.
Very curious.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Fallen Angel Toys is a tasteful company for adult desires and fetish fantasy. Thousands of items. Vibrators, literature, blindfolds, lubes, and more. Great for bachelorette parties or serious lifestylers. We're a family-owned business with new specials every week, discreet packaging and shipping, and safe, secure checkout through PayPal. Use code FDL at checkout for 25% off your first time. No minimum purchase required. That's FallenAngelToys.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydropacks, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you are not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Derek J.
You can give us a call. Talk about anything you want to talk about. Just had a gentleman on talking about the conspiracy within the media. And, you know, to prove a conspiracy, very difficult, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, that's what it is. It's conspiracy.
Well, yeah, but you could lay out a plan that some group of people have or an individual has and show the incentives that an individual might have to follow through with that plan. That's about all you can do.
Well, there's certainly high levels of incentive to control the media. I mean, you can see other countries do it all the time.
Mm.
The one thing I can say about the media in the United States is it's basically licensed. And here's what I mean. If you want to be a major news organization in the country, you need to be able to have access to the higher levels of government. Especially, you know, say the White House press corps. This is a good example. Now, the White House doesn't give news passes to just everybody. They only give them to some people. And if you ask the wrong questions to the wrong people, you're going to have your White House press badge revoked.
Right.
And essentially, this is the truth with any other of the the politicians. If you keep on badgering yourself some politicians, they're not going to answer your questions.
Not true. Helen Thomas, she had pretty much an assigned seat at the White House, didn't she?
That doesn't mean that she was, was she really asking all the right questions? I mean, yes, certainly they'll ask questions about sexual jelly.
She got in some digs in her day.
Indeed. It doesn't mean that, you know, to some, they have to pass out these badges. There's no doubt about it. But if, you know, for instance, Barack Obama's not going to come on Free Talk Live. Maybe it's the size of the show. Maybe it's the fact that we're going to ask him about government being claiming for itself the monopoly privilege and the use of violence. When was the last time you heard a reporter ask a question like that?
But Obama says it himself. He's so brazen. That one,
it's the truth.
He has said himself. So you don't even need a reporter to do that. I'm just saying, maybe I'm naive here, but I think almost anyone is the media nowadays. And,
sure.
And this last caller, he was talking about some Jimbo guy who has a radio show.
Jimbo Hannon, yeah.
Right up in Flint, Michigan. And
no, he's everywhere.
Oh, okay, right. So
I've met Jimbo, and he's a pleasant, jovial guy.
Okay, well, I'm just saying I want to see the real incentives here. If people are talking about censoring the media, yeah, maybe there are threats from higher up. But wouldn't you think if there's a real conspiracy to censor the media that we would see some of these people taking major falls and some of the people who are known as mainstream media starting to crack?
So
why doesn't the mainstream
media talk about Ron Paul? I mean, basically, Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich and all the rest of these guys wouldn't have campaigns if the media wasn't creating a horse race with, if they were just saying, look,
right,
looks like Mitt Romney's got this sewed up, we don't even know who the rest of these guys are, and they don't even mention their names, they wouldn't have had a second run at this.
Well, they have something to gain by making it a horse race, because that makes it more exciting.
Then why not Ron Paul?
Well, that's very curious to me also. I don't know.
Right. And you know, to me, it seems what they say to themselves is Ron Paul's views are so far from the mainstream that we would be, remiss in even talking about him because most people don't, go for this guy's show. Yeah, he's had 30% turnout and some elections come in a very, very close second in Maine, which frankly, if Maine hadn't have canceled a couple of its caucuses, maybe he would have won. This is the closest thing to voter fraud out there, this Maine situation, and they're not reporting on that. It's like they really do just veer off into never land when it comes to Ron Paul. They don't want to talk about him, and I don't know entirely why.
It beats me. I would think that I would see some of these people asking the tough questions and then getting kicked out. I just don't see that. If there were a real censorship conspiracy, I think that's what we would see.
Well, let's go back to the story that we've got here.
Okay, well, so I mentioned the officer who separated a gentleman's brain from his spine.
Yeah, he's a terrible man.
So this officer, what do you think punishment happened to him? He just kept driving, kept his job at the police force, and then 3 days later was speeding over 100 miles an hour to catch another speeder outside of his police district. So the punishment there was 90 days in jail, you ask? No, just a 90-day suspended sentence from driving. Just totally absurd. So this guy gets less than a slap on the wrist. Now he has to have a chauffeur drive him around.
Well, I mean,
he killed someone.
He gets back and forth to work in whatever way he does. Flies a desk for 90 days, and then he's off doing his thing again. So it seems to me, if we live in a government paradigm where the government owns the roads, I've got that. If they really, really wanted people to go slower on the roads, if it was about the speed limit, and I think that speed limits are generally set artificially low, I almost always go the speed limit now. I used to just go over it because, I can go faster than this, and everything's fine. But I almost always go the speed limit now, mainly because I want to not be hassled by police. And
right,
I love to get in front of a cop and go the speed limit. My favorite thing in the world to do, because the speed limit is slow, no matter
right,
where you are.
They must hate it.
And when I love to have a stop sign while I'm in front of a cop, because I'll do that come to the stop sign, full, complete, rock back stop. Because that's what I was taught in driver's ed.
What, you're supposed to rock back?
Yeah, the car's supposed to rock back for a full, complete stop.
I don't know.
That's what a full and complete
stop is.
Okay,
maybe in Florida.
And so these are my favorite things because this is what you're supposed to be doing. And so now I go the speed limit just because where do I have to be? Why am I going so fast? So I go the speed limit and see. And the speed limit's slow, and I think artificially slow.
Yeah.
If everybody actually did go the speed limit, they probably would raise that thing.
I think it's discourteous to go the speed limit. I mean, my gosh, other people have places to go and things to do.
Well, it's discourteous to put those signs up and then threaten people with guys with lights on the top of their cars.
Discourteous is an understatement.
If they really wanted people to go the speed limit, they'd have little radar boxes every mile or 2 miles for anybody who crept up over the speed limit. And they would spit them out tickets and, just send them to them their little license plate. They've got these all over the country. And And if that's what it was really about, was the speed limit, that they would have those things. And you wouldn't have to, because, I mean, you can speed 100 times, 1,000 times before a cop will pull you over, so you don't really have an incentive to go the speed limit. If you had a small fine for going over the speed limit every single time you went over the speed limit, then, you know, you would actually be incentivized to go the speed limit.
That would be nice. There are lots of ways.
I'm not talking about nice, but I mean, you know, if you really...
Well, it's another way that people can incentivize safe
and
driving.
And significantly cheaper. Now, when I say this, lots of cops get their hackles raised. But a cop costs a department at least $100,000. Not because of their paycheck, but because of, you know, overtime and then all the insurance that they have to carry for them. Of course, workers' comp and then, you know, the taxes they pay to the government. And don't forget the pension. After 20 years, most police officers can retire, and they've got a pension. And most of them go on and get another job after that if they haven't already come from the military with their first pension. So, I mean, most of them double dip.
Well, I'm curious about some of the ways that private roads would circumvent the problem of unsafe driving, speeding, and
the
things like that.
The only way we'll know is to have private roads.
Well, would you be comfortable with the idea of, say, okay, you're driving along a private road, and then you come to a sign that says, the speed limit is 20 miles an hour. We've got Jimbo over here who's got a shotgun, and if you go over 20 miles per hour, you're getting your tire shot out. Would you...
It would be really disturb me.
Okay, well, don't you think you would either avoid that road or go the speed limit? Wouldn't that be some sort of solution there, and you wouldn't need to employ a cop to...
Isn't that what the cop does, though? Is it Jimbo the guy with... Is it the cop Jimbo with the shotgun who'll blow your tires out?
Okay, well, so that's one way to do it, but don't you think that... would you be comfortable with an insurance company handling this sort of
thing? I have no idea how on a private road they would come up with solutions for making people go more slowly. Well, I can tell you that there are lots of traffic calming measures that they use currently, and I think one of them is that that little radar thing that gives you your speed as you go by it. You know, it'll have the speed limit above it and then your speed below it, and you know, it'll show some people. But some people will say to themselves, "Oh, I want to see how high that'll go."
Well, I just think there's no way to know what is a safe speed to go unless you experiment a little, unless you give people the freedom to figure that out.
I absolutely agree that you don't have a situation where we know what a safe speed limit is, as if these people that are putting up these signs have done, you know, are
right,
running around in white lab coats doing some kind of scientific study on this section of road.
Of course not. So I say deal with the incidents as they happen, and the accidents would be dealt with the insurance company. So your records and your name would follow you for life, probably. So when you try to get insurance, it's going to get jacked up the more accidents you've had. That's going to be a perfect incentive to drive safely.
That's true now.
Everywhere.
That's true now, and it doesn't stop some people from speeding. Some people are just speed demons, and I have no idea what they would do, but I'm sure they would come up with methods
more
efficient than having a guy in a car with flashing lights pulling people over and giving them tickets. I'm not saying it's not a solution. It's just not the best one. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book in plain sight, A Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.